Missing Luna by Eterna, that kind of rhymed. That is off his latest album, Debunker, which is so good. I've been playing it so much since it came out in late January. And I actually had the pleasure of speaking with Guillaume Peters, who is, of course, Eterna, about the album and the release, which was such a pleasure. Let's hear that interview now. So off the back of releasing your debut album, Wardrobe, in 2023, how did you go about approaching writing your latest record, Debunker?
So I think that's something in Debunker that I did not do in Wardrobe, in the previous album, was like focusing on the guitars as more like a lead element and kind of using distortion and then having guitars be a bit more like a lead voice that almost reaches notes that I wouldn't be able to reach with my voice. So I use the guitar as like, on that chorus, you cannot reach the what you would like to sing, so the guitar does it for you. So they are a bit more melodic than in the previous albums, that maybe it was way more rhythmical. And I think also for most of the songs, I tried for them to all have its place in the album, but at the same time be very different from each other, so that they all belong to the same world in Debunker. But maybe they are not as similar to each other like in previous albums.
And I think Debunker as a title name for the album is such an interesting choice. And I guess I was curious to know whether there were any ideas or beliefs that this album is, I guess, exposing the falseness of. Does the title apply to the themes of the album?
No, not really. it is actually going back to, for example, the previous album that was Wardrobe. Like when I think about Wardrobe, I kind of see more the words of war and driving to the war than actually a closet, right? So it is a bit the same with Debunker. It's like, I like how it sounds and it's one word and it feels very like a strong word to me. I don't even see the meaning when I read the word. Like I was actually thinking, doubting about using it because of realizing like, oh, this is like, everyone will think I'm here exposing falseness of something, but actually no, this is just like, it sounds strong to me. And
yeah.
It's good that it has open meanings as well. But yeah, that's a bit like the link to it. Wardrobe is part one, Debunker is part two. They relate to each other in my mind.
No, I see that. It kind of going off that question, what are some of the themes that I guess the writing in this album explores?
During a lot of the album, I was playing with another band on tour while I was making this. So there's a lot of like isolation and traveling and moving around different countries you've never seen, but then surrounded by people, but also a lot of hours almost alone. So yeah, there's a lot of that in there.
And you kind of spoke to it a bit before in that first question, but these layers of distorted guitars and drums serve as like the lead instruments in your work and definitely complement your vocals so beautifully. What is your process for recording your music?
It changes a lot, and it depends also a little bit on the day, because I have like a 9-to-5, Monday to Friday. So during the week, it's quite impulsive and I'll just sketch tons of ideas until I find something that has kind of the shape I like. But it's very almost trial, error, remove, trial, error, remove, and keep going like this. However, like on the weekends, I know I have a bit more time and I can just put more hours in a row, I guess. I become a bit more like perfectionist and trying to just force the idea to work, right? And I think that's not always good, but I think the balance between the two ways of working complement each other quite well. Yeah, and in general, I just like record guitars and bass and add some drums. The drums are usually like MIDI drums because in where I record, I cannot really do much noise. So I'll just maybe record only one snare or a cymbal and then build all the drums together in this way. And then in the end, I add more like textural layers, like synths and such. I think that's a bit how the songs are built. And obviously, like the lyrics come from sometimes they've been written beforehand, for another song, and I just recycle some beats, or sometimes I don't know, I mumble some vocals, and later on I figure out what the lyrics should be, right?
Mm. And do you feel like you have maybe some key sonic influences that influence your sound?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a hard question, because like there's many of them. But I think lately I've been listening a lot to this band, The Sea and Cake,
mm-hmm.
whose the lead singer is Sam Prekop. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it well, but everything he does is very good. I really like it. And then there's like Bad Psychosis and Hoot, I guess things like Psychic TV and Coil and I don't know, Pinback. It's a lot of influences, and I would not know which ones are key and which ones aren't. But yeah, like that's what I've been listening to the most lately.
Mm, gorgeous. And this record was released through Partisan Records partner label Section One, which is based in LA. What has your experience been working with them on a record for the first time?
Yeah, not only with them, but I had actually never worked with a team before.
Right.
So it's been just like great. They've taught me a lot, and they've been very patient with me and very understanding. Like Section One and also Partisan has helped a lot. They also followed up the process from very like early stage demos till the final result, and that's like, yeah, really like supportive, and I really thankful for Chris and Bronte who are running Section One, and then also Shania and like Tim and Jeff from Partisan.
And I, going back to like some of your previous work, I particularly enjoyed your work with Nina Croissant of Bar Italia on the EP Dream Scenario. Would you, I don't know if there's anything as such to say about it, but I'd love to hear more about that collaboration, because I love the sound of her voice and your work together so much.
Yeah, it was very fun to record these songs, and on that time we were playing together and touring together, so we always talked about when we are back home we do songs together, and I had a few like sketches of riffs, but they were kind of stuck. I could not make them advance. And when we were together in the room and started working on them, we totally restructured them, we rewrote them together, the lyrics, everything. And, you know, they turned into something like totally different and new that, yeah, I'm very happy about them, just because I know it's like not something that I would have been ever able to do. Those songs for me were gone, part of the past, right? And then, those ideas, I mean, those riffs. I mean, then these songs were born out of almost nothing, so it was very nice.
And you've also worked with the likes of Rita P, ML Crossing, and Paz Madio. What, like, in general, excites you about collaborating with other artists?
I guess each artist has their own ritual about making music, and things that they would never do, and the things that they always do, etc. And when you collaborate with people, you learn a lot from their way of seeing the process of making music. So you kind of learn a lot, you steal a lot of ideas from them, and hopefully you are also being helpful to them and they also discover some things. But I find that very interesting. Also, you start writing an idea, sketching something, and you may think, okay, that's boring or terrible. And then the person you're collaborating with, maybe it's things, oh wow, you're a genius, this is great, no? And vice versa, of course. So I think it really helps if you work a lot alone in your music. It really helps to suddenly collaborating with someone, and so that they teach you like, okay, everything you thought you knew, it's a lie, and it's you telling yourself the rules that don't exist, right? And it's very, I find it very healthy like to have that. And even now, like playing live with the band we're playing, live with, and every rehearsal we figure out something that we should remove from the song or add to the song for it to express better what it wants to express. No, so it is essential, I guess, to collaborate.
So good. And of course, you're from Barcelona originally, but you're now South London based. How have you found I guess, spending time and living in London, how have you found that to influence your musical output?
I guess it has affected in like tons of ways. More than living in London, it's also the people I've met here and every close friend I've made. Like most of the people around me are very into music, and I've discovered so many music things to them, and it is like the main conversation, you know, is very, very, very present. And then actually, like Barcelona and London, I think merge very well together, in my opinion. And most of my friends here and my friends from Barcelona, if they one day all meet together, I know they would get along. So I guess it's just like the addition of Barcelona plus London that has affected the music the most. In the way in which they are similar and different, right? So that's kind of what I find more influential.
Gorgeous. And will you be touring for this album?
There are definitely dates, and this is a very present conversation we're having on like what's the tour gonna be, and I cannot really say much because not a lot is confirmed, but there are dates coming, and there are gonna be lots of shows now this year, and also we are working very, very hard with the band on getting the live in shape and as good as we can make it, right?
Of course. Congratulations on the album. It's so good.
I've just been
playing it nonstop. So it was such a pleasure to speak with you, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you for letting me join.
A big thank you to Guillaume Peters, aka Eterna, for speaking with me. It was such a pleasure and so lovely. That album is just so good, and I've been playing a couple of songs while we listened to that behind the interview, but I do recommend doing a full listen yourself. Debunker by Eterna. It's so damn good. We're gonna finish listening to this track from the album. This one's called Too Medical, and then we'll listen to one more, Code Your Name with Feelings, which might be my favorite. You're on BFM.
BFM.
Oh, I love this song.
You see her with the sun. You fly away. You feel the fear now. You know you're thinking too much. Feel the fear to fight back, you cannot go away. If you have something to hide, then there's nothing behind this curtain. It's the world you say. But when you wake up, the world's not gone away, not gone away. You see, good just like there was nowhere mine.